week, we're looking at some of the amazing stories that come from the cancer treatment and research centres here in the north of England. Today, it's the turn of the Sir Bobby Robson Trials Unit at the Freeman's Northern Centre for Cancer Care, where patients who've run out of treatment options agree to go on drugs trials, where they're the first humans to try out the new cancer drugs. Professor Ruth Plummer is the director there and says they've had some amazing breakthroughs.
There's a class of new drugs, very exciting drugs, called PARP inhibitor, where the first drug was our first Geordie cancer drug made out of the drug discovery programme at Newcastle University. And I wrote the first prescription, and it was a North East patient who was the first cancer patient in the world to have, where there are now 9 PARP inhibitors in the clinic, and we'd hope in the next 2 to 3 years the first one will be licensed and used widely. So, yeah, there are things that come through.
But the trials depend on willing patients. And I asked Professor Plummer whether such wonderful results would have been achieved without the goodwill of patients from across the northeast and Cumbria.
No, absolutely not. It wouldn't happen if patients weren't prepared to work alongside us and do cancer research. We explain to them it's a lot of time. If we ask for lots of safety blood tests, they're up and down to the unit when they're poorly, and they say, that's fine, it's something I would like to choose to do. And if it helps me, that's great. And if it helps somebody else, that's also great. The people who go on to early phase trials, who help us set the dose of the new drugs that then make a big difference, well, they're changing it for people around the world.
And these aren't well people who volunteer for these trials. These patients are the ones for whom no other treatment has worked.
The patients know they've had all the standard therapies, know their cancer is now not going to be cured, and are prepared to take something experimental. At what is the end of their life, they're still reasonably fit, but they know they haven't got a treatment option.
But taking part in a trial means giving up precious days of what could be your last few months of quality time with friends and family. But Professor Plummer says people do it in the hope that they will be the lucky patient it makes a difference for.
The deal whenever we've got a study open is if that somebody helps to benefit, they will keep getting that drug for as long as it benefits them. And we've certainly had that happen, where people will go on to multiple cycles because it's the right drug for them.
Well, there's more on our website, and at 2 o'clock tomorrow, you can hear from a brave patient on the Sir Bobby Robson Trials Unit who's hoping that her trial will make a difference.